The 2 billion rand NSFAS downward budget adjustment will surely have a ripple effect on funding outcomes for students in 2024 and result in more culling of eligible students through defunding and rejected appeals outcome. These are the realities Higher Education Minister Bladin Simande brushed aside yesterday during his media briefing regarding the opening of NSFAS 2024 application process. NSFAS failure to properly manage its student-centered model this year means that many students are still waiting on funding and appeal outcomes, not to mention defunded students mid-year. The DA will write to Minister on Monday to get clarity on how the NTBPS budget cuts for both NSFAS and universities will affect students and institutions alike, the size of the funding shortfall for 2024 academic year, and where additional funding will be sourced, the status on the contracts of NSFAS direct payment service providers and how students will receive the 2024 funds, and the progress on accrediting student accommodation service providers. We need answers to these questions to ascertain whether students in 2024 will have a smooth start to the academic year. Students are sick of empty promises that brush over the realities of their situation. We will continue to fight for a sustainable approach to student funding so that students are not subjected to hunger and destitution due to non-payment of allowances.